Voters in the Clark Shawnee School District rejected a proposed 10-year, $7.59 million levy that would have raised $2.5 million per year. The levy was defeated by only 8 votes. Clark Shawnee Superintendent Greg Morris says he isn't optimistic that a recount will overturn Tuesday's election result. The district has made significant cuts in the last 2 years, and Morris believes that there just isn't much more that can be done away with.
We've already cut $3.2 million in the last 2 years. The state's cut us well over $1 million over the last 2 years, and we just don't have any place to cut without doing significant damage to our programs. And so there'll be $700,000 additional cuts that are going to be made here in the next few weeks.
After losing its 9th straight levy request by only 98 votes, the Tecumseh Local Schools is already planning to put its $12.37 million levy on the August 8th ballot. It would have raised $3.5 million per year. Tecumseh school officials say the district is facing a $1.6 million deficit for the 2013-2014 school year and a possible state takeover. The Clark County Board of Elections will begin counting provisional and absentee ballots next week. If the vote totals indicate the levies were defeated by 0.5%, then an automatic recount will take place. For WYSO, I'm Wayne Baker reporting.